This edition of Racing HQ brought to you by the 2019 APG Sydney sale. Secure your champion March 3 at Warwick Farm.
I just want to take a few minutes though and head to Birdsville. The well-known name around Birdsville is Brooke, and David Brooke's the president. David, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, can you spell out to our Sydney listeners, New South Wales listeners and whoever else is listening to us, just what has happened around Birdsville in the last couple of days?
Andrew, yes, the Diamantina River is in full flow here, full flood. It bisects the racecourse and the town, and it's risen from, a half a metre deep to over eight metres deep. This morning it's over 8 metres deep. So the water is right around the edge of the town, within 20 or 30 metres of the streets and the town. It's a huge sea looking to the north. We can perhaps see for 20 kilometres. It's just big sheet of water everywhere. And yesterday it rose enough to flood over the racecourse. So it's about 30 centimetres deep on the racecourse at the moment, and may get a little bit deeper by the time it peaks.
Okay. So when you say, it's 20 or 30 metres from homes, is this something that's unusual when it floods, or is this common?
No, it's not. Well, it's normal when it floods to this height.
Yep.
This particular flood is the second biggest one we've had here since 1974. 74, 76 were up around this level. In fact, 74 was bigger by about a metre. So it's uncommon, but about once every 10 years we get a flood of this size. And this one will flow all the way down to Lake Eyre, and it will flood a strip of, well, it has already, but it will flood a strip of country through the middle here that's perhaps on average about 30 kilometres wide. Up a bit to the north of Dury, it's 50 or 60 kilometres wide. Here at Birdsville, it's probably only 20 kilometres wide. It widens out as it goes down to South Australia, and it's exciting, really.
Well, I don't know whether I'd be excited about it. I understand how big it is. Well, I don't understand, but I can put 30K and think that's an extraordinary amount of water. Where's it come from, David?
It came from that heavy rain that was up around Winton, Cloncurry, Julia Creekway, that caused so much destruction and flooding up there. We're on the south side of the fall. We've got a little less, but certainly enough to it packs down the Diamantina. This country is known as the Channel Country. To the west of us is the Georgina Eyre Creek system. We're on the Diamantina, which is the main one that feeds Lake Eyre, and to the east is the Cooper Creek, and that runs down through Innamincka and finds its way to Lake Eyre as well. Those rivers haven't got quite as much water in them, although they all have got some water in them.
And what did you say, a big flood like this, how when it gets to this level, how often does something like this occur?
Well, every 10 years or so on average. The records show that every 10 years we get a flood about 8 metres deep. 74 was 9.4. This one will be about 8.5 metres, perhaps, something like that. And we get many floods that are smaller, but it doesn't happen very often like this.
And what about the township? If it gets to 8.5, what happens then to the homes of Birdsville?
If it gets any bigger, no, we're pretty safe. We're on a ridge here. The town was founded in about 1873, and it was called Diamantina Crossing. It was the best place to cross the river. Highest ground, so it's been wisely settled going back 150 years, and the houses are secure. It may back up into a few backyards or front yards, as you might say, and the access to Birdsville is now cut. It's cut to the desert. It's cut to Adelaide. It's cut to Brisbane. It's even cut to the north for a while. The track to Adelaide, the Birdsville track, will remain closed for 8 or 9 weeks, I think, the road to the east for a month. We got a truck in, the food truck came in here on Monday, So everyone is stocked up. The fuel trucks have been in. Not that we can drive very far, but for the power station and all that. So we just have to sit it out, enjoy it, and look for the aftermath when there'll be it really refreshes the country, a flood like this.
I was just going to say, it must be magnificent once the water goes and everything starts to grow.
Yeah, there'll be a green swathe all the way from Winton, right down past Birdsville, right down to Clifton Hills, Lake Eyre. The only thing, that, one of the very different thing this year is we've had no rain. We've really had hardly any rain at all for the last few years. So the country away from the river continues to be dry. And it's just how it is, I suppose.
Understand. David, we thank you for sparing us a few minutes. I saw the photos overnight and I wanted to grab you. Maybe we're thinking of you. It sounds like you enjoy it when it happens because it does bring growth, and we hope that everyone's safe up there for the next few days.
Thanks, Andrew.